Thanks so much, Sam. Get Sam's forecast 24/7 at KRDO.com or by downloading the Storm Tracker 13 mobile app. It is free for both Apple and Android devices and will give up-to-the-moment weather information wherever you happen to be throughout the area. 4:36 right now on KRDO's afternoon news. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is Charles Oakes. He is the owner of the Depot Restaurant. They are located in the historic Giuseppe's Old Depot Restaurant location off of Sierra Madre here in Southwest Colorado Springs. Charles, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
And we know today was the opening day for the third restaurant in this concept, where you have three separate restaurants in that historic building off of Sierra Madre. And how did the first day of the Sandwich Depot go today?
Well, it went well. We actually had some testing last week. And what we're finding is that people just finding that we're there and coming down. The sandwiches are spectacular. So we have people just need to know we're open.
And tell me a little bit more about the Sandwich Depot and what it has to offer and kind of that unique role it's setting to fill in Southwest Colorado Springs.
Well, what we've done is we've also expanded the offering to include breakfast items, too. So we're open from 7 o'clock till 2, 7 days a week. And so you can get breakfast, coffee, and then also have lunch. And what we've done is that you come into the main depot at 10 South Sierra Madre. That's where the old Giuseppe's used to be, and this is in the main area. You walk in, our menu boards are up. You can place your order. It then goes to our kitchen, and then when it's done, you either can choose to stay and eat with us, given the restriction of COVID, of course, that we're observing, or you can take out and you leave. So that is what we're trying to provide, is a sandwich that is a good hearty sandwich that's crafted. The kettle chips are homemade. They're spectacular. The soups are spectacular. The salads. So what it is giving you a little bit more choice and also a great variety and flavors. So it's a great deal. It's wonderful.
Exactly. And we've talked before, and this, of course, is the third of three restaurants operating in that depot building. Talk to me a little bit about the other two restaurants and all the offerings you have here in Southwest Colorado Springs.
Oh, it's great. The first one that we opened back in October was Brakeman's Burgers. And Brakeman's Burgers is focusing on the north end of the property, and each one of them have separate entrances so you can see the signage. And that was burgers, pizzas, salads, shakes, and then within that area, we also have the great Brakeman's Burgers Lounge and Pub. So it's a wonderful bar area. So what we do is separate the bar section from the dining area, even though you can walk to each other. So it's family friendly, right next to the tracks. And that was the old, what we called trackside. Now you can sit and watch the burgers being made in an open kitchen concept and have cocktails if you like in the burger lounge. And that was the first offering. Then we went down to the other end of that north building, and we opened what was Track 10 Urban Kitchen, which is a Colorado-friendly, meaning tried to source everything we can from Colorado, urban kitchen, little pricier menu with wonderful appetizers, wine lists, cocktails, and that's a wonderful family gathering place, date place, and things like that are, it's just a great menu. It's fillets, fish, some of the best lamb you've ever had, and the desserts, of course, you can't forget the desserts. It's spectacular. And then the third of this leg was the Sandwich Depot, and that was really to service that area that we want to give a better lunch offering, and I don't mean better with regard to quality of food, but it is a different palate. It's a nice offering. The sandwiches are interesting. They're good. They're hearty. Great soups. And all these are crafted by our executive chef. So this is a little different offering across the board. So you can come join us for breakfast, lunch, dinner. If you want a burger, if you want a steak, if you want a sandwich. So we're giving you the opportunity to take a choice. What do you feel like that day or that evening or on the weekend? So it's a nice little venue right there for all different types of flavors and different offerings.
And Charles, the Old Depot building is so well known and you know, revered for many who grew up here, who have spent any long-term time in Colorado Springs. Talk to me a little bit as we wrap up the importance of keeping that legacy and that building fully operational.
We've owned the building since 1971. This will be our 50th year. And of course, the building was finished in about 1885 to 1887. I've seen some different pictures that was built by the Denver Rio Grande Railroad, our founder, General William Palmer. So this is a historic building, and the best way to keep a historic building viable is to make it productive. And it's used to having Coloradans and travelers go through it. This is a building that's used to having the community in it. And so that's why we really wanted to go with restaurant concepts to open it up to the community, come back down, love the menu, love the building. It is gorgeous. I think you'd be very, very pleased with what we've done with the renovations. It's spectacular.
And Charles, if anyone wants some more information, what's the best place to go to get all that information?
Well, of course, each one of them has their own website. So you have BrakemanBurger.com, and that's BrakemanBurgers.com. Then you have the SandwichDepotCOS.com, and you have Track10UrbanKitchen.com. So those are our websites. You can Google us and find us on Google. And a lot of times people will go to Open Table and they can go there. But if you go to our website, you'll see our phone numbers. You can order online, make reservations, take out. We offer takeout, delivery, and dine in, all those. And plus, you may have heard, we have these incredible new igloos out front that people have been reserving at night because they're so popular. So if you want to have a personalized experience with your own unique igloo, with your own music, call and make reservations for those too.
Awesome. Charles Oakes, owner of the Depot Restaurants and all that great revitalization in Southwest Colorado Springs, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it. Take care.
You too. KRDO News Time is 4:33. Another check of traffic and weather together still ahead here on KRDO's Afternoon News.